Right now, though, we're going to go to John Taylor, who is over here at Stern, AG, and Leach with some of our market news and inflation numbers. I don't know if this has anything to do with does this have any correlation at all, inflation with Father's Day here, John?
No, and the numbers that the government reports don't really have any correlation to what you experience when you go to Walmart. But anyway, let's talk about what the government says. This morning we get the PPI number. That's the producer price index inflation at the wholesale level. Next week we get the CPI number. And it's kind of a shocker. Last month the PPI dropped 0.7%. We were expecting to be up a tick. It's up half a percent. That's really a big number. Now, the reason that's so important, and we've been talking about the Federal Reserve and Mr. Bernanke all week as if he's the only person that matters, and right now he is. The market's been incredibly volatile because of the fact that everyone's worried about what's the Fed going to do about interest rates. Well, he said when he started all this stuff 3 weeks ago and issued the concerns about raising interest rates that the Fed's decisions would be data-dependent. They'd be watching all these economic numbers, and so we get one this morning that may factor in there. After a very volatile week and a lot of sell-offs earlier in the week, the market had a big rebound yesterday. It was up 180 points, snapping a three-day loss. And it was based upon some economic data yesterday, and it was kind of a Goldilocks story, not too hot, not too cold, kind of what everybody was looking for. Walmart being sued by Visa, you probably remember that a year or so ago that most of the major retailers entered into an agreement with Visa and MasterCard. The deal with Visa was $7.25 billion to pay them a lawsuit over interchange fees. Well, Walmart says they're, and 19 other retailers have opted out of that. Well, Visa's going to sue Walmart. Walmart says that if they're opting out of the agreement because not doing so would, quote, allow credit card companies and big banks to perpetuate an unfair and broken system that costs all consumers. And the big mess about the NSA and their data trove and the mining that they've been doing with technology companies and various telephone companies, it appears that a couple of the companies that are out of that scope have been T-Mobile and Verizon Wireless. Why? Well, because of the fact that T-Mobile is controlled by a German company, and Verizon Wireless is a joint venture between Vodafone, which is a United Kingdom company, and also, of course, Verizon here. It appears that perhaps the U.S. government is steering clear of them because of their foreign ownership interest. And this is an interesting, I guess, something that's happened because of the huge correction in 2008. We've seen a switch in terms of credit card use, and this is pretty amazing. The numbers show that young Americans are ditching credit cards. Right now, that the number of people between the ages of 18 and 29 that don't have a single credit card have doubled since 2008. Their credit scores have gone up, and they're using more prepaid cards and debit cards, etc. But the amazing thing is the credit card usage and the amount of delinquent balances and also the balances has soared among older Americans, and their credit card scores have actually dropped. So, you know, the old saying about you can't teach an old dog new trick, I guess that's true, but you can teach young people a new trick, and apparently they've learned their lessons from what happened in 2008 and 2009. Old people like me, apparently we're getting worse and haven't learned a thing.
Does that surprise you? I mean, because young people who used to be targeted for these credit cards, and I'm going to tell you, I told my daughter, I said, getting her through college, that was my biggest goal, is to get her out with as low a debt as she could. Mm-hmm. And she actually does have a pretty good credit score. She didn't have a credit card. Or mm-hmm. Are you surprised that that's going down, that young people are going away from that?
I am surprised. And what's concerning me is that the sector that's going up the most are the people who are nearing retirement. They have larger auto loan balances, larger mortgage balances, larger credit card balances than we've ever seen. So they're going into these potential retirement years very ill prepared. I mean, you know, collectively as a group.
Can that have an effect on the economy that we're not in debt because there's a lot of people built business on debt?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You're right.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. John Taylor, he is with Stern, AG, and Leach. You can call him at 782-2527. He's just a wealth of knowledge on financial issues. You can also email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.